Wolfgang Sawallisch followed the traditional track to the podium. He began as a vocal coach at the Opera House in Augsburg and made his conducting debut at that same house in 1947. In 1953, when he conducted the Berlin Philharmonic, he was the youngest man ever on that revered podium. Similarly, when he debuted at Bayreuth in 1957 conducting Tristan, he was again the youngest man to conduct in Wagner's musical palace. As a pianist, Sawallisch was no mere repetiteur. Throughout his career, he has accompanied at the piano leader recitals by the likes of Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, and Hermann Prey. Here is Wolfgang Sawallisch, the pianist, joined with members of the Sinnhofer Quartet for a performance of the third movement of Richard Strauss's Piano Quartet, Opus 14. There was a time when the American record-buying public knew primarily the American orchestras, and the European market consisted primarily of European orchestras. That would perhaps explain why Wolfgang Sawallisch remained a bit of an unknown for many years, at least to the American public. But his resume declaims loudly of his accomplishments, and the conoscenti here and abroad have long been aware of the high rank of Sawallisch, in particular praising his Richard Strauss and his Schumann. In fact, Sawallisch brings to his recordings a deep understanding of the Austro-German musical tradition, and that includes Brahms. In 1960, Sawallisch succeeded Karajan in the post of music director of the Vienna Symphony. Sawallisch remained in that post for 10 years, producing numerous recordings during his tenure. Here is what I believe is the first recording he made in Vienna. We conclude today's program of recordings by Wolfgang Sawallisch with this 1959 recording of the Symphony No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. This is part of a bargain two-disc set of the four Brahms symphonies available on the Philips label. Wolfgang Sawallisch conducts the Vienna Symphony.